First of all, we really do welcome you here tonight. I'm glad that you came to this side of town to have such a hearing. That does not happen often. I thank you for consenting to do so. And I was late for this because I was in Jenner, Louisiana today. And that was, of course, the right place to be, but unfortunately, the two meetings collided. But then Jenna raises several basic questions. In this instance, it was black radio that alerted the nation, not mainstream television. They were there doing catch-up stories and still trying to figure out what the story is. Far more interest in Paris Hilton and O.J. than the children facing child abuse. And just how pervasive is the system of criminal injustice in our country. It does not grab us. What does it mean to us when 16,000 murders last year, 8,000 were black in 1 year, twice more than those lost in Iraq in 4 years, but does not seem to grab the culture of those who drive the media. Another kind of classic case to us, they finally caught on that Jenna is a story with some sensational dimension to it, but all the questions I've been asked all day is about the white kid who was beaten. But there were two fights. And they said to wipe out the fight to trigger the fight. And the first fight was a black kid, Robert Bailey, was at a party. He was beaten, hit over the head with a bottle, but not allowed to make his claim. I mean, he was not given enough citizenship right to. He knew the people, he identified them, and then the next day he identified one of the guys and he ran to get a shotgun and took it from him, and did not hit him or shoot him. He took it home, and he was accused of stealing his weapon. The point is, even now, Aldis, do you think the white kid should have been kicked? Of course not. You think that the black kid who was being should have been allowed to file a claim, of course. But if you just start with the white kid beating and show his picture with a swollen eye, then you further distort the story about it's all about a white kid who got beat. I'm giving the storyline here only because of just simply the lack of any sense of balance and broad view, even in the Jenna story. The woman, not know the kids who did get beat, brought a gun to school with 16 rounds in it on school property. For that, he was given misdemeanor, $5,000 bond. The black kid was in jail, $130,000 bond, and his shoe was the weapon. And the lack of appreciation of that dynamic distorts how the whole world, you know, sees that story. Clearly, we need local radio. In Chicago, one black-owned radio station. And it's interesting about as we fight in Iraq, we define democracy there as proportionality. You can't have a democratic tyranny where Shiites control everything. Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis must share in democracy to make democracy work. Here we have a kind of democratic tyranny where the majority can wipe out the minority, and there's a protection. Tax the kid tickets helped some, and that was a breakthrough. The first thing the Kingdom's forces did, the first thing they did was to wipe out the ability to own these stations because they thought the politics of owning they would determine voter registration. I would like to say that when you look at CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, CNBC, Fox, except from Robin in the morning on ABC, there's not a single black or brown show hosted in the whole nation. Not one CNN has more personalities. Fox, virtually none. But there's not a single black hosted show except Robin in the morning. There's no one else at the news time when you have your blitzers and your opinion makers are complete all day, all night, all night, with no sensitivity whatsoever. So there's the issue here of shared ownership, of shared of local ownership. But even now, we cannot wait forever as we move in this presidential season to have only whites who have the authority to determine the agenda. We have the authority to determine the staff and the priorities and the research. And because of that insensitivity, we are lucky to be guests of our own shows. I say this in closing, the media projects us as a people, blacks and browns, in five deadly ways every day. We're projected as less intelligent than we are, less hardworking, less universal, less patriotic, and more violent. The pervasiveness of those images every day affects how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. And so I thank you for being here. Tonight we want more local ownership. But I suppose a lesson to be drawn is not just more ethnic ownership, but more ethical ownership. I do not know quite how you handle the free press thing, but when YouTube on BET has a video called Read a Book, which sounds on its face value all right, but when our kids are hitting 3 million hits on Read a Book, EMF, Read a Book. I mean, what does that fit into something called unprotected speech, a speech that makes sense? If we can get excited about and find Janet Jackson, about Nipplegate, what about YouTube? I mean, do we have any protection from this invasion? I mean, this is targeted at children. I go to any school and say, read the book, and the kids start laughing. They're watching the other vulgarity and the vile every day and night. It undermines every other value we espouse to make us a civilized people. I hope that you will, if you've seen Read the Book, if you've seen Read the Book, wow. I want you guys to get involved in this media movement here. Because I hope that when you take your break tonight, read the book and let's discuss what things really are. Thank you very much.